This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Michael Lombardi.
You couldn't get me to buy Mitchell Trubisky if you had him at a discount rack at Seeley's basement.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider.
I'm done killing MVP Mitch. If somebody wants to sign him based on what they're seeing, we're watching a different game. And the hard part for Bears management, for the McCaskey family, for Ted Phillips, is the fact that had this not been a 17-game playoff, they would not have been there.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
Carlo didn't belong in the family. The Bears didn't belong in the playoffs. Carlo was never trusted. The Bears were never trusted to be a good team. I mean, it's the perfect analogy for who they are. And if you're Ted Phillips and if you're the McCaskey family, you're going to have to make this call because Pace isn't going to come in and say, yeah, I was wrong. We need a better quarterback. And if he doesn't see it, how can you change him?
You have to answer for Santino, Carlo.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And joining the show is Radio.com NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. And Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle. That's his weekly podcast available on Radio.com. And Michael is brought to you by Alpamonte Nissan. Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park on North Avenue or APNissan.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Michael.
Good morning to you both. Hope all is well in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. We're all fired up. We're getting ready for some football. And maybe we learn a thing or two about these teams, about the way they play, about what to expect. I felt watching the Saints go down to Tampa, a team the Bears had beaten earlier in the year, a totally different team now. But nonetheless, a team the Bears, that's their glory win. I thought that it kind of pointed out how far away the Bears are from any kind of glory when Tampa, New Orleans just beat them senseless, barely allowed them to score, and you turn around and you got the Bucs forcing turnovers and taking the ball away and Drew Brees' long day and all the rest of it. So what's our takeaway? What do we think when we see this if we're here in Chicago?
I think there's really only one thing to think. I think when you look at the Elite Eight, when you look at the Final Four in the NFL, it really comes down to how well is your quarterback playing. I mean, you know, the Rams are in that game against Green Bay, even though Goff, people say, well, Goff didn't play bad. Well, Goff, they had 244 yards. He was 2-for-10 on third down. They did everything in their power to keep him from messing up the game, which is ultimately why they lost the game. And so when you watch all these playoff games, I mean, Drew Brees couldn't throw the ball 10 feet. Great career. Tremendous career, 151 wins as a Saint quarterback, 9 playoff wins, 1 Super Bowl, tremendous. But his arm strength was really obvious, and I think the Bucs took advantage of that. So that team goes by the wayside. Their quarterback didn't play well. Lamar Jackson, their quarterback didn't play well, even though Josh Allen in that game, he didn't play as well as he needed to play. And, you know, Cleveland, when they needed to have the game, I mean, the Cleveland game was one for the ages in the sense that it's 22-17 with 7 minutes to go in the game. At that moment, you're as a head coach. This is what you prepare for. You need 12 of your best plays. You need to call the team together and say, hey, we got to put 12 of our best plays together. You know, they took them 4 plays to get a first down on the drive. They milked the clock down to under 4 minutes. And then the next play they run, They run they get in shotgun and run an outside zone, get snow yards. They try to run their eighth screen that finally gets stopped into a blitz. And then on third down, Baker can't see, so he throws the swing out to Hunt for 1 yard, and they've got to punt and never see the ball again. So for me, it's really obvious. Your quarterback's got to carry you through moments of the game and through the game.
Michael, I think people expected the Chiefs and the Packers to be where they are. Of the Bills and the Bucks, which is most surprising to you that they are in the championship level?
I think it's the Bucks, really. I think the Bucks for a couple reasons, because when you watch them play against good teams throughout the season, they really struggle. New Orleans beat them bad twice. You know, the Rams beat them. They really struggled. Now, they beat Green Bay, but that's, if you go back and watch that Green Bay tape, that's a little different. I think Green Bay's up 10-0, and Rodgers throws a pick six, which he rarely does, and all of a sudden the momentum changes in that game, and it looks a lot different than the score. The score looks a lot different than really when you watch the tape. So for me, the Bucks, I never thought they had a signature win. I never thought they beat somebody. I mean, they barely beat the Giants. They struggled to win some games. But they have gotten better, and they have moved into more of what I would say running the Patriots, Tom Brady's favorite plays. They don't necessarily run the Patriots offense. They run his favorite plays. It's kind of like a collection. It's an all-star group of plays. So, you know, they surprised me because when you look at them defensively, they've had some limitations. I mean, Washington moved the ball. But they've been fortunate. They've played against two quarterbacks in the playoffs that really are not playoff-caliber quarterbacks. With all due respect to Drew Brees and his Hall of Fame career, he at this time is not a playoff-caliber quarterback.
And that obviously changes. I mean, I don't know if there's a quarterback in the NFL with a better season than Aaron Rodgers and, you know, obviously a Hall of Fame-style career. Even Tom has to tip the hat.
No doubt. I mean, there's nothing Rodgers can't do, and he covers up for – you know, the thing about Green Bay, I think that we all feel, even Bear fans have to say this, is they never have control of the game because their defense never looks dominant. They never look dominant. Even in the Ram game, you never felt like they had control. But where they always gain control is when Rodgers is under center and when he's making throws. I mean, that game against a really good Ram defense, they put, 32 on the board, and easily, they should have had 40 because he misses an early throw in the game for a touchdown. They settle for three. There's 4 points there. He over the Lasard either misses it or it's overthrown by an eighth of an inch. I mean, they're rolling. They're going to score points. And the Bucks, what you have to understand about the Bucks is people never really try to run the ball in the Bucks. In the first half in the National Football League in 2020, the Bucks saw the least amount of runs of any team in the first half. Teams just don't try to run the ball on them. They throw it on them. And that plays right into Green Bay's hands.
Michael, back to the Bears for a second. Last week, Ted Phillips rather unfortunately said that, you know, other than the quarterback and other than winning games, you know, everything else is in place. Beyond the ridiculousness of that statement, when you separate the quarterback from the equation, do you look at the Bears, the way their defense finished the season and maybe some of the offensive components, do you look at the outside of the quarterback, everything being in place for a team that wants to compete for a playoff spot next year?
You know, I think the Bears, I said this on the Lombardi Line on VSiN, and I think I said it on my podcast. I thought if the Bears didn't play great defense, I didn't think Chuck Pagano would be back. Whether it's his call or the Bears' call, I don't know. I think Chuck's a wonderful man. But I thought their defense has not played to the level that I think the Bears feel their talent should be playing to. So I don't know where the changes are going to come there, but I think they've got to get that defense. The defense isn't as – now, they're dominant against bad quarterbacks, but against good quarterbacks, they don't play to where they need to play. And I think that's what they have to improve upon. I was really encouraged by the lateness of the season where they could actually try to run the ball. I think they've got to improve the offensive line greatly. I think the one thing when you look at the Bears team, if you want to be a Super Bowl team – you've got to have a blue-chip quarterback. You've got to have a bunch of blues and red-chip players in the offensive line, and you've got to have a blue-chip defensive rusher. You've got to have those elements. You know, everything else doesn't matter until you get that fixed, and I think that's the plan if you're Ted Phillips. All the other things are just excuses.
When we talk about the four coaches remaining, Andy Reid obviously is the guy that's coming off a Super Bowl victory, and he's the longest-tenured. Bruce Arians been coaching forever, obviously, but not as a head coach forever. When you kind of evaluate who has an edge? Who would you give it to? And I'm fascinated, Micah, by the idea of Sean McDermott facing the guy that fired him. I know they're buddies now or they are friendly, but I don't know how that goes away.
Well, it never goes away. I mean, you know, you're friendly because it is a political arena called the National Football League. So it's politics to play nice. But there's an anger. There's a resentment towards that. To get fired for Juan Castile to become the defense coordinator. I mean, how do you think Sean McDermott feels about that? He took an offensive line coach and turned him into defensive coordinator. I mean, you know, I mean, that it's one thing to get replaced. I mean, you know, there's going to be a great trivia question one day. Leon Hess, who founded Hess Oil, a multi-billionaire, one of the richest men in the world, fired Pete Carroll to hire Rich Kotite because he couldn't believe Rich Kotite was available. I mean, the Juan Castile replacement of Sean McDermott has got to be one of the worst things. I mean, you know, and I was – Juan would walk around NFL Films saying, Mike, I know defense. I know – okay, Juan, you're a line coach. You know, it's a little different. I told Juan at that time, I said, Juan, if you pull this off, you'll be better than Belichick, and you're not better than Belichick. So let's just put that in perspective. And I told that to him. But this, I think, is going to always anger you. You know, and McDermott's got to figure out, look, he played $5 blackjack the last time he played him. He said, okay – Andy, you don't like to run the ball. I know that. We all know that. I'm going to play a front. I'm going to entice you to run the ball. He did for 245 yards. And they held him in the 20s. I think they scored 26 points. You know, and you're believing if you do that, you got a chance to win this game. You got a chance to win the game if you can hold them in the 20s. I mean, the Browns, if I would have said to you the Browns held the Chiefs to 22 points, I said the Browns are going to win that game. You got to win that game when you get hold of them in the 20s. You're going to hold on to yourself if you get the game gets into the 30s. But the Bills have to control the game on offense. They've got to be able to set the pace. Time of possession is meaningless when you play the Chiefs. Think about this, fellas. The Chiefs played the Panthers. The Panthers had the ball 38 and a half minutes in the game, and the Chiefs had it like 21 and change, and the Chiefs still scored 33 points. So time of possession is meaningful. It's what you do with the ball when you have it. It's like the opening drive of the game when you know the Ravens went right down the field on Buffalo, took 8 minutes off the clock and don't get any points. Looks great on time of possession. You produce nothing. So I think that's the challenge for Sean McDermott. How do we balance this? How do we keep control the ball, limit possessions, get this to 8-possession game, and then try to have the ball at the end of the game to win it?
Great example, Michael. And before we let you go, looking at the challenge ahead for Nick Caserio in Houston with the Texans, how does he quiet the noise surrounding the Deshaun Watson situation?
Well, I think you got to be proactive. You got to go talk to Deshaun. You can't believe what you're reading. You got to hear it from Deshaun. I respect Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter. They don't report bad information. But if you're Nick, you got to go right to the horse's mouth. You got to get his agent. You got to get Deshaun in a room. And then if I were him, before I even did that, I would fly to Clemson. And I would sit down with Dabo Sweeney. I'd say, Dabo, help me here. I want to understand what's going on with this kid. Because 6 months ago, we were in love. 6 months ago, he deposited a check from the Houston Texans. He waited till midnight to deposit it to see it in his bank account. Tell me what's happened in the last 6 months. I wasn't here, but I'll fix it.
What do you have a Super Bowl pick? Do you have a feel for this weekend?
I do think Buffalo can upset them. I don't think it'll happen. I do think they can. You know, Kansas City's vulnerable. Mahomes will play, I think, just by the signs that he's trending in that direction. I love Green Bay. I think Green Bay will put it to Tampa. I think Green Bay will. This is one of those games I think Green Bay will come out and they'll score and it'll be a hard game. Much like what we saw Kansas City do to Tampa earlier in the year. I mean, they're going to come out and throw the ball. And if Todd Bowles doesn't double Devontae Adams on every play, they won't cover him, much like he didn't cover Tyreek Hill. So I love Green Bay. I hope Buffalo plays well. I think they can beat Kansas City. I really do. I think it'll be a close game.
Great stuff, Michael, as always. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Michael.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.